Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Dr. Carla Broussard with us for another hour. Dr. Broussard, apologist and author of many wonderful books, including the Answering Protestant, the Protestant Challenge and Answering, wait, help me out, Answering the Protestant, what's the first one?
Meeting.
That's why I was having trouble. Meeting the Protestant Challenge.
And then Meeting the Protestant Response.
I glitched, Carlo. I glitched.
That's okay, man.
Among his many fine books, he's got a new book coming out next month called Baptism Now Saves You.
Yeah, you're just distracted because we need those callers to call in right now.
That's exactly
right. We need to meet that match. Double under 1,000, under 500. It's doubled over 500 donation or pledge. It's tripled. We want to make our matches so that we can continue to do the good work at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. And usually my job right now is to tell you, did we make the match or not? I think we probably came quite close, but it's impossible for me to tell you at the moment. I'm going to get a report from Darren. What's just happening is some computers are not talking to each other. So we have to get it manually, what we usually see automatically. So what I can tell you is we have 14 of our colleagues waiting by the phone to answer your calls. Now 16, I guess, they all made it back to their desks. And 12 of them are available to take your call right now. 888-291-8000. Four times a year, every quarter, we come to you and ask you for your support. This is our August pledge drive. This is your opportunity to help us, our opportunity to come to you and ask you for your help so that we can be fully funded for the next month. Your donation makes it possible for us to give this program away to hundreds of radio stations, to satellite radio, to websites and apps. And, you hear these calls where somebody calls from the Middle East, for example, and we're like, how are you hearing us in the Middle East? And they'll name some app that this show is running on. Well, that's because anybody can have it. Anybody can play it. So you make that possible. You are essentially, I don't know how else to say it, but you are answering the call that Christ himself made at the end of Matthew's gospel to go and make disciples of all the nations. And I don't mean you, we, all of us together. I'm not leaving myself out of it. Have that duty to do, to make that a reality, to call everyone to discipleship with Christ. And this show has been a real tool to do that, a wonderful tool to do that. And we need your help right now. 888-291-8000, as Carlo said, any pledge under $500 is matched this hour until we use up the $20,000 match, and any pledge $500 or over is matched and then matched again by another donor. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go safe and secure online to make your pledge, or just pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000.
888. So I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No,
gosh,
man,
it's so sorry. 888-291-8000. I'll just say it one more time for you, Sai, since I interrupted you. 888-291-8000. I thought you were finished. I apologize. Sai, you mentioned about the extent and the reach that our work has here at Catholic Answers. I just want to remind our listeners, if they weren't with us at the beginning of the last hour, I was sharing how a young man from Slovakia came all the way to the Steuben conference to shake my hand, to introduce himself, and to thank me for the work that we do at Catholic Answers, because what we do at Catholic Answers reached him all the way in Slovakia and fired him up such that he is ready to start doing apologetics in Slovakia. So he's trying to get resources. He wants to start an apologetic study group. He wants to start helping parishes and ministering at parishes, utilizing the work that we do here at Catholic Answers. And Sai, that would not have been done had it not been for the generosity of our donors currently. And we want to continue doing it. So that's why we need new donors. We need the current donors to up the ante and increase their donations. And we need new donors, Sai, because as you know, we lose donors monthly. People come in and come out because of whatever reason in their life circumstances. So we need new donors to call in 888-291-8000, make their pledge so that we can continue reaching guys like Joseph in Slovakia, and even just reaching guys down the street here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who happen to turn on the radio, stumble upon Catholic Answers Live, and then they're in the church the next year. I mean, is what happens. I know a dear friend of mine who just came into the church this past December, Cy. He was a Church of Christ evangelist, man. He was traveling across the country giving sermons and Bible studies. This is a scripture scholar dude. He is smarter than I am. I look to him, and he helps me out with research. And he came across Catholic Answers Live on Catholic Radio, started binging Catholic Answers Live, was so impressed with the depth of theology, as Chris was talking about earlier, that we can provide from Catholic Answers. And you know what? After several years of journeying, he came into the Catholic faith, man. And now he is just on fire.
Praise God for that, Carl.
And so that's the fruits of the work of Catholic Answers, which cannot happen, Cy, if people do not call 888-291-8000 and make that pledge and donation. Again, current donors, up the ante, increase that donation, and we need new donors right here, right now.
Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers Live.
888-291-8000. My friends, there are 14 lines open. That means 14 members of the fantastic Catholic Answers staff are sitting there waiting by the phone, waiting to talk to you and take your gift. Carlo, 14 lines open, my friends. There's still 14 lines open. 888-291-8000. Carlo, I'm going to meet your Slovakia and raise you a Uganda. I got a phone call or a text message yesterday introducing me to a couple from Michigan who are eager to start an apologetics organization in Uganda. And it was a mutual friend who connected us. And the guy said, don't reinvent the wheel. You know, go to the OG, go to Catholic Answers. And now I'm in touch with them about getting something started there. So it's a ripple effect, my friends. Amen. When you support the work that we do with your gift by calling 888-291-8000, 13 lines open. You'll go straight to someone. You won't have to wait. 888-291-8000. It is a ripple effect throughout the church, and you are fulfilling that commandment, especially, my friends, if you are a confirmed Christian. I say this every time during one of our pledge drives. If you are a confirmed Christian, a confirmed Catholic, you are, the words from the Second Vatican Council, strictly obliged to spread the gospel through word and deed. And yes, we want everyone to be as good as Carlo and Trent and Joe at answering questions, but that's not going to happen. I'm never going to be as good as those guys are, for sure. But what every single one of us can do, 888-291-8000, 11 lines open, 888-291-8000, every single one of us can support with our financial resources. And my friends, everybody here, a lot of people listening, they can call, and for some people, this may be a genuine sacrificial gift. $15, $50. We get calls from people living in their cars who you know, say, I can only do $50. God bless them. Many of us can do more, and all of us can make some level of sacrifice, something that we give up, whether we're skipping a meal a day or we're giving up the latte or whatever it is. Everybody always goes to the coffee example, Cy. The Diet Coke.
I should say
the Diet Coke.
There you go.
888-29. Whatever it is, and we're not going to eat out for a month. Whatever it is, we're going to give something up so that the Word of God, the fullness of the truth, the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, the grace of His sacraments gets spread, and that is what this show does. 10 lines open, 888-291-8000. Cy, we've got another killer match this hour.
We've got a $20,000 match. In a few minutes, I'm going to be able to report on the last hour match, and I have a whole bunch of people to thank. There is a gentleman waiting on the line who has been waiting for a while, so I want you to take a call, if you would, Carlo. Do your regular day job, Robert, in Michigan. You've been very gracious to wait. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Broussard.
Oh, thank you so much. Not a problem. So I understand the Church's teachings on the Blessed Virgin in regard to the Assumption and perpetual virginity, and I see where they get that out of Scripture. One thing I've always struggled with, and I can't find an answer for, is where does the Church come up with the teachings that Mary is the mediatrix of graces?
Yeah, of all graces. Yeah, this is one of those teachings that's not going to have an explicit reference in Scripture. And so it's more implicit and implied in the major role that Our Lady played within salvation history. So inasmuch as she gives to us the source of grace, namely her Son, Jesus Christ, from whom flows all graces as the source, we see implied in that act of bringing us, her yes to the Father's will and bringing to us the Savior who is the fullness of all grace, right? Because he is the second person in the Blessed Trinity made flesh, that we infer from that, that in this order of providence, God bestows a special dignity upon Mary, that that role of bringing to us all grace will continue even after giving birth to the Messiah. So as she gives us the fullness of grace in Christ through her yes, Christ in turn bestows upon her a dignity such that all graces that come from him as the head and as the source, he wills to communicate to us through the intercessory prayer as a secondary cause of Our Lady. And that's just a special grace and dignity that he bestows upon her as the Mother of God. We also see hints of this, Robert, in Our Lady being the Queen of Heaven and Earth in the new and restored and Davidic kingdom of Jesus, namely the Church. The Queen of that kingdom is his mother, since in ancient Near Eastern kingdoms, the queen of the kingdom was the mother of the king. We see this clearly in the Davidic kingdom in 1 Kings chapter 2. And so Mary is the queen mother of Jesus's kingdom, which includes heaven, purgatory, and us here on earth. And so insofar as she is the queen mother, and the queen mother is an advocate for the citizens of the kingdom, we can see implied there, Robert, implicit there, baked into that role of the queen mother, that all of the graces that the King Jesus wills to bestow upon the citizens of the kingdom are going to come through and on behalf of the requests and the intercessory prayer of the Queen Mother. And so that would be two points of contact in sacred scripture in which we can see embedded and implied this unique role that Mary is given by our Lord within this order of providence. Again, it's not explicit, it's implicit, and we have the magisterium of the Church who teaches us, at least in an ordinary way, not an infallible way, that this is indeed the role of Our Lady within this providential plan of the Father.
Robert, I'm going to say thank you, but I want to invite you to call back again, because it does seem to me that this is one where you might want to have some back and forth, and this is just not a great day for us to do back and forth, because we've got to raise this money, but I would hope that you'd call back, and maybe if we have, if someone can give Robert Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines, I think he might want that book, and we'd love to send it to him. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers, is in studio with us. I am told that we finished the first hour $6,000 short of reaching our goal. It was a difficult hour for some technical reasons and whatnot, and I couldn't report to you on where we were. And I'm having the same trouble this hour. But 8 lines open, 7 lines full right now. So that means a pretty healthy response. We would love to get all those lines full. So let me just tell you, let me just ask you this. Could you, maybe you're on the fence or you haven't given before, if you could do $50, if you could make a pledge of $50, we're able to send you a book called The Faith Unboxed by Andrew Petiprin about all the ways people put the Catholic Church into a box, but it doesn't fit into any boxes. We'd love to send you the book. We'd love to have a relationship with you where you, if you haven't given before, you're starting to give. And your $50 will be matched. So it'll be $100 to us right now. So what I'm thinking is 10 lines open right now. If we could get 10 people who have not given before to pick up the phone and give that $50, we'd love to give you the book, The Faith Unboxed. And we would also, your money will be matched immediately. Could we get 10 people who could give $50 right now? 888-291-8000. 9 lines open now. 888-291-8000. Now, I want to share the good news, because lots of great news. Rudolph gave us $1,000. I don't have a location, Rudolph. I apologize for that. But I want to say thank you. Andrea from South Dakota called. She gave $500. Thank you, Andrea. That's tripled right now because any gift 500 or over is being tripled today. She's on her way to help her mom clean up a sump pump failure. That does not sound like fun, Andrea. Prayers for your safe travels, and that all works out for you. And thank you very much for your gift. Frank in Omaha gave $2,000. Frank, man, that beautiful first hour would have been a lot tougher without you, Frank. Thanks very much for that. Also tripled. Lenore in North Dakota. I'll tell you what, that whole North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska area really coming through for us today. $500 gift from Lenore, $500 from Sherilyn in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you both. $1,000 pledge from Ron in Iowa. Wherever they grow corn, we're doing really well this time. So how about the other parts of the country? We need we're looking for 10 calls right now. 10 lines are open, $50. We'll send you the book. The beautiful book, The Faith Unboxed from Andrew Petiprin, and you'll be matched 100%, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. My friends, I want to read you something very briefly here from a document that's dear to me and to Cy. It's called Evangelii Nuntiandi. It was written by Pope St. Paul VI, and it's on evangelization. We're going to be talking about this very document at our conference this September, which is on going and making disciples. The person who has been evangelized goes on to evangelize others. Here lies the test of truth, the touchstone of evangelization. It is unthinkable that a person should accept the word and give himself to the kingdom without becoming a person who bears witness to it and proclaims it in his turn. So my friends, I know in the previous hour I quoted the Second Vatican Council and I said that the confirmed are strictly obliged in word and deed, and indeed they are, to evangelize, to spread the gospel. What Pope St. Paul VI is saying is that it isn't so much the obligation here, but the reality that if you have accepted the love and mercy of Jesus Christ yourself, if you have benefited from the grace of his sacraments, if your heart has been fired by the fullness of his truth, you really don't have any other choice but to share that with other people. One line open, my friends. One line open.
Wow, fantastic.
Let's fill that line up right now. 888-291-1000. So if you have really said yes to God, like Our Lady did, like the staff of Catholic Answers does every day, like Cy does every time he gets behind this mic, and Carlo and all these apologists and all these fantastic people behind the glass who are never out here getting the credit for the work that they're doing, or the ladies in customer service or in the development department or in IT struggling with a problem right now, who've said yes to God and do it every single day and on weekends too. My friends, if you've said yes the way these people have, all I'm asking you to do is share sacrificially from your resources to keep this work going. 888-291-8000. Let's tell more people about Jesus. What else do we want to do? 888-291-8000.
Go ahead,
you know,
Carla.
Boss, if I can go back to that obligation part, the Second Vatican Council's decree on the means of social communication,
yes,
states that the latest media of social communication are indispensable means for what you were talking about, evangelization. And then it goes on to state effective support should be given to good radio programs. Is Catholic Answers good radio program? Yes,
I'm gonna say
is.
Yes. Let me interrupt you, Carlo, and I'm really glad you brought this up because you use that adjective good. And I understand that some people may say that's objective, or I like Trent, or I like Joe, or I like Tim, and that's fine. And they all have different styles. But this is the consistent reality of this program, and not just this program, the work of this entire apostolate, our press, our website, Catholic.com. It is trustworthy. Have we made mistakes at Catholic Answers? We have. But in the main, in the vast majority of cases, and mistakes are rare here, and then when we make them, we go back and correct them. We are a trustworthy apostolate. And if you want to know what the Catholic Church teaches and why she teaches it, and you want an answer without cant or anger or cynicism, or pessimism, but if you want an anger actually informed by the joy that anyone who has said yes to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ has in his heart, Catholic Answers. So it is good in these two senses. The quality of it is good. The talent, the quality is good. The content is good, but there is a goodness that informs it. 888-291-8000. My friends, keep it on the air.
I just got an update. We still 15,000 at least 15,000 needed to be. But I also got this other update while Darren was. It's kind of hard for us to know how much money has come in at the moment, but all of our lines filled up there for a minute. And I really want to thank people. I asked people to call and fill up those lines, and God bless you. Thank you very much for doing it.
Four lines open.
Let me give out the other number because Dr. Carla Broussard, I got to get more calls for you to answer. We got to do our regular job. 888-318-7884. If you have a question about the Catholic faith and you want to ask Dr. Carla Broussard, you are welcome. Well, the show is for you. All these people who are giving this money, the show is for you. If you have a question, if you're not Catholic, if you're Catholic, if you've never been Catholic, if you never even thought about being Catholic, if you have a question you would like to ask about the Catholic faith, this show is for you, and we would be delighted if you would pick up the phone and call with your question. 888-318-7884. We are back to having seven lines open. Well, that's good. Another call just came in. So if you are of a mind to, we've got a long way to go, $15,000 to use up this hour, 888-291-8000.
Yeah, you know, Si, getting back to the Second Vatican Council, in that decree on the means of social communication, the Synod advises her children, that would be Christian Catholics listening right now and us, of the obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio programs whose principal objective is to spread and defend the truth and foster Christian influence in human society. So Chris was appealing to our baptism and our confirmation in virtue of the sacraments. We're obliged to share the good news. Well, the Second Vatican Council is teaching that one of the essential means by which we can do that, and we must do that, is through Catholic radio. And the Synod is obliging her children to provide the support needed for that means of evangelization. So we are begging you folks who are listening right now, 888-291-8000 or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, we are begging you to please call in right now and make your pledge. Current donors, up the ante, increase your donation if you can. We need new donors to call in. And remember, under $500, it's matched, it's doubled. Over $500, it's tripled. Imagine that, tripling your donation. Please join us in making disciples of all nations. Again, 888-291-8000.
Nine lines open, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. There's nine lines open, my friends. This program has touched the lives of so many people. It has brought so many people into the Catholic faith. Many of you who listen to the program are Catholics, and this is something that you desire for everyone, or you certainly should desire it. 888-291-8000. There are 10 lines open right now. And this is actually a very easy way for you to see that the gospel is spread. I'm going to recommend, I'm going to say two things. So you've heard me say this before. There's something special about the medium of radio. I'm glad that Carlo brought it up. And now when we talk about radio these days, we don't simply mean, you know, a terrestrial radio tower, but any kind of audio delivery. And of course, that's going over all the social media. 888-291-8000. Half of Catholic Answers Live listeners are listening on something in addition to a regular AM or FM tower. And we think that's great. We want to reach more and more people. But there's something about the way that radio engages the imagination of the listener, and especially with a call-in program like this. My friends, the reason Catholic Answers Live is very effective is not simply the talent and the knowledge of the host and the guests, but it's the callers. Because every one of those callers, 888-291-8000, 11 lines open, every one of those callers represents all of the other people who are listening to the show, right, Si? So a lot of times, my friends, you've been listening to the call and someone calls and asks, why do we call Our Lady Mediatrix of Graces or whatever it is? And you say, I've had that very same question.
Yeah, all the time.
And now you identify immediately with the call and it sinks in. 888-291-8000, 10 lines open.
You know, boss, there's another part of that. Not only that's a question I had, but also, as has been verified by many of my friends who listen to Catholic radio here who are converts, That's a question I've never considered
before.
Right,
that's true.
They say.
Yeah, right.
And so with Catholic radio and especially live Catholic radio, which is what we do at Catholic Answers, it provides the opportunity for people to gain knowledge of the faith that they initially did not set out to gain, which is something that Catholic radio and live Catholic radio can offer that podcasting can't, because within the podcasting world, you have to have sort of an intentional question that you go and seek and find. Whereas in live Catholic radio, the likelihood of stumbling across new knowledge of the faith is higher. And that's been confirmed by several of my convert friends. Again, 888-291-8000, people, please call right now. Please, I said.
I got to say, it is a success story, Catholic radio. And we have seen unbelievable numbers in recent years from RCIA classes, OCIA classes, from Rite of Elect, where the new people meet the bishop, the new people that are coming into the church. And so I'm grateful that there are three people on the line right now. I'm grateful that I've got 11 colleagues ready to take calls. And I know more people are going to call. I just want you to know this is a success story, and we've just got to keep this ball rolling. We really can take the world back from those who want it to be violent pornography all the time in the media. We can do it. We need your help. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. All right, Emma in Hayden. She said she'll give an extra $5 a month if we play the groovy music. We played the groovy music. So that right there will be $60 this year for us. But it's matched $120.
And none of the royalties go to the band.
No, that royalties, like we would pay royalties. We've got a bunch of questions for Dr. Carlo Broussard. I haven't asked him very many, so let me just give out the number real quick and remind you that we're in the midst of our pledge drive. We've got a $20,000 match. We've got way more than $10,000 still to use up this hour. 888-291-8000. So if you'll, I'll make a deal with you. I'm just going to go straight to questions for Carlo. And we could do the show a little more like it's a regular show. If you'll pick up the phone and call. All right, that's the deal. You call, and I'll let Carlo answer questions. 888-291-8000. Rebecca wasn't able to stay on the line. She was calling from Michigan, listening on 91.5 FM. And she asked this, Dr. Carlo Broussard. I'm not Catholic. Where do you see confession in the Bible?
Yeah, the classic text that is appealed to is John chapter 20, verse 23. And there our blessed Lord tells the apostles on the night of the resurrection, whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Now notice in that commission to forgive and retain sins is implied the instruction or and the permission, the transmission of authority that the apostles are to make a judgment, Cy, whether to forgive the person's sins or not to forgive the person's sins. Now that raises an interesting question. How in the world will the apostles be able to make that sort of judgment whether to forgive or not to forgive? Well, the only reasonable explanation is that they're hearing from the people whether they're actually sorry for the sins or not. What sort of scenario would they not forgive? Well, the person is not expressing contrition for the sin. But if the person is expressing contrition for the sin, well, then the apostles would be able to forgive sins, which implies verbal confession, confessing of the sins. So insofar as Christ commands the apostles to make that judgment, to forgive or not to forgive, it logically follows from that that our Lord intends for people to confess their sins to those ordained ministers, namely the apostles, in order to ordinarily receive the forgiveness of sins. And so there, Rebecca, if you're still listening out there, we have the sacrament of confession revealed by our Lord in John chapter 20, verse 23. Now, for all of our Protestant friends out there who have some counter arguments to our exegesis there of that text, which there are several, I recommend my book, Meeting the Protestant Response, How to Answer Common Comebacks to Catholic Arguments, in which I deal with all of those Protestant counter arguments to that line of exegesis. But again, you know, Cy and Boss, Chris, we wouldn't have these sorts of questions coming in to us. We would not be able to provide these sorts of answers to these pressing questions if not for the generosity of donors. And we need those donations right now at 888-291-8000 so that we can continue to answer more important questions like this and provide answers to them.
This is a very real scenario, my friends. There are people listening to this program right now who may not be in the state of grace, and they are grappling with this idea of going to confession. Maybe they are a Catholic. Maybe the person is a Catholic, and it just has been away from the sacrament for decades. We've had people call the show and say, "I was away for decades, and I went back to confession on Saturday." Or, as Carlos says, perhaps they're Protestant and they're looking at the Catholic Church. As G.K. Chesterton said, in the end, Cy, the reason he became a Catholic is because it was the one church that promised to forgive his sins. So there are people right now whom God wants to give absolution. And while the priest, of course, is, you know, dispenses that sacrament, provides that absolution by virtue of his priesthood, this show is, as Carla would say, a secondary cause, right? Did I get that right, Carla? Yeah.
Prompting them and leading them, giving them reasons to go to the sacrament of reconciliation. And Boss, you make a great point. It's not merely, although it's important, but it's not merely about answering the question correctly and winning the argument, quote unquote, but it's ultimately about leading that person to reunion with Christ and receiving the graces through the sacrament of reconciliation. So through the gateway of the intellect, which is primarily our work at Catholic Answers, but the purpose is to get through the gateway of the intellect to the heart so that people listening right now can encounter our Lord. But we can only do that, Chris, if people call in 888-291-8000 and make their pledge right now.
11 lines open, my friends, and only 26 minutes left in the hour to meet our match. 11 lines open, 888-291-8000. Carla, I'm so glad you said that, because somebody could tune in the show and think that Catholic Answers Live or the discipline of apologetics or the practice of apologetics is merely some kind of fun intellectual exercise where we can see, you know, how clever or how tight an argument we can come up with. And it isn't for the sake of the argument at all. Or for the proof or for the conversation or whatever it is. It's to bring that soul, as you say to full union with Jesus Christ. That is the reason for the show. My friends, when you support the show, you bring people through your generosity to full union with Jesus Christ. That's something that I know every one of you desires because you have it yourself. Many of you are listening and you want to give it to other people. And supporting this program with your generosity, with your sacrificial generosity, partnering with us. It is a partnership, 888-291-8000. Carlo is the apologist. Cy is the host. You all are the fuel for the work that is getting done. There are 11 lines open, my friends, and 25 minutes. Actually, not even 25 because we go off the air at, 58 or something like that, right?
Yeah, but we count this hour all the way until people stop calling, which is usually a few minutes past the hour. So just call it 24 minutes now. 24 minutes to raise, I'm going to say, about $12,000. So we got to do about $500 a minute for the next 24 minutes. Can we do $500 a minute for the next?
Not with 12 lines open, my friends. Come on. Let's go. There's only two lines that are being used right now. There are 12 lines open, 888-291-8000. $500 gifts. Let's do it.
I'll tell you what, if you can give a $500 gift or more, you're being double matched today. We have two matches. One that goes any gift up to $20,000 is matched. And then we have another one for anyone who gives $500 or more. So if some folks that can do the $500, the $1,000, maybe the $2,500, I don't know that we've ever met the match for a pledge drive. There wasn't somebody who didn't give $5,000. So are you that person who could give the $5,000? Think of that.
We've had tens, but
I'm saying, in order to meet the match, we usually need at least somebody with a $5,000 gift to come in, because it takes the whole range from the $1 gift to the $5,000 gift. Then we get there. But I want to take a minute again. Now, I asked you before, could we get 10 people who could make a $50 pledge and we'd give you the book? But I'm told that if I could get people to give a $250 one-time pledge, just pick up the phone and give $250, I can give you two books. The Faith Unboxed, the beautiful book from Andrew Petiprin, which is kind of part his own memoir, but also about how people put the Catholic Church into certain mental, psychological boxes, and it breaks out of them. It's greater than whatever people might think it is. We'll give you that. And we'll give you the beautiful book, Canceled, from Steve Weidenkopf. Steve Weidenkopf's book, Canceled, how 12 Catholic heroes that history turned into villains. It's got Marie Antoinette on the cover. Yeah, you want to know the truth about Marie Antoinette? We'll give you the book. So could I get maybe 5 or 10 who could give $250 right now? If we could get 5 or 10 calls at the $250 level right now, we'd love to send the books out to you. Every dollar you give will be matched. 15 lines open right now. Let's fill those up. Or do I have those $250 gifts out there right now? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's all the matches apply. If I can get 5 or 10 people right now to give that $250, we'd love to send the books out to you. We'd be thrilled to make sure the match applies, but we also would go a long way to using up this match right now. Can you give that $250 right now? 888-291-8000.
Please understand, my friends, you are our partners in this work. It is every single one of us has an important role to play. And like I say, Carlo has spent years and years and years of studying. His colleagues, Tim and Jimmy and Joe and Trent and Tom Nash, have as well. Cy has honed his skills. He's a superb radio host. He's great at this work. The people on the other side of the glass here who are doing the production work, they're very good at the jobs that they do. And Catholic Answers is blessed to have so much faithful talent. 11 lines open. 888-291-8000. My friends, let's get that down to 5 lines open. So only 6 people need to call right now. 888-291-8000. Let's go for that. I need 6 people to call. 888-291-8000. But your role in this partnership is to support the work of these highly talented and highly dedicated people who, most of all, more than anything, are doing what they do every day. 9 lines open. Thank you. 888-291-8000. Who are doing what they do every day out of love of Jesus Christ. And it is that common love that you have and that we have at Catholic Answers for Jesus Christ that motivates the work that we do. The gift that you give out of love of Jesus Christ, 888-291-8000. And the work that Carlo and Cy and the staff of Catholic Answers do, So I just named two magnificent books from our press, the work that Todd Aguiloro and his team do at Eight Lines Open. Great. 888-291-8000. Let's keep going. So all of us have a role to play in this partnership in the vineyard, as we say at Catholic Answers so often. And if you are able to become what we call one of our vineyard partners to support us that level of $5,000 or more annually, that gift of $5,000 is going to be $15,000 to us because of this match. So six lines open. We're almost to zero lines open. Let's keep going. 888-291-8000. I'm so grateful for your generosity. But more than my gratitude, my friends, is the gratitude that you are going to receive on the other side of the veil when you meet people who are going to thank you for supporting Catholic Answers Live. Sai, this is the other thing I meant to say, and I you know, in my nearly 60-year-old mind, things are constantly slipping. 888-291-8000, five lines open. Keep calling, my friends, please. My friends, go back and listen to when Joe Heschmeyer and Sai were, is it Thursday you were on last week with Joe?
Oh, yeah.
And you had that Baptist preacher call from Mississippi. Was he from Mississippi? Somewhere in the Deep South. 27 years a Baptist preacher, yeah, on his way to the Catholic Church. And listen to that call. And you will realize, my friends, it is not about isn't about Joe's the success with Joe explained the teaching, though that's very much part of it. But from Joe's heart and from Sai's heart, it's so obvious that they want to bring this man who loves Jesus Christ into the fullness of the truth. And by the way, who is going to be giving up his friends, his flock. He's going to be alienated by his family. So what a sacrifice and a risk that he is making for the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, for the grace of his sacraments, for the fullness of his truth. And I am asking you, meet that kind of sacrifice with your generosity with a call right now. There are six lines open. 888-291-8000. Please don't let us... One more thing, Sai, I'm sorry. These are true matches, my friend. We call the donor when we meet the match, and then he writes the check.
Yep.
This isn't, I'm pledging and challenging. That's not it. It's the money doesn't come to Catholic Answers until we meet the match. There are eight lines open. So please, please, let's not leave this money on the table. 888-291-8000.
We're on track for $500 a minute till the top of the hour, and then we will be fully funded for this hour. 888-291-8000. Carlo, some questions from YouTube. This one comes from SL on YouTube. How does the obligation to go to Mass work if you're disabled?
Well, the obligation would not be applied to you. If you are physically incapable of going to Mass, then you are not bound to attend Mass in order to satisfy your obligation. You would only be called to make what we call a spiritual communion, where you express to the Lord your desire to physically be present at Mass to receive Him in Holy Communion, and you can receive graces from that spiritual communion. But the obligation would not be applied to you. You would not be bound, again, if you're physically impeded from attending Mass. So you can turn it on TV, find a live stream on YouTube, and if you can't even do that, well, then you can read sacred scripture and offer up to God your praise, your thanks, and your worship within your heart, making that spiritual communion, and God will bless you for it. So be at peace. You're okay. And again, we want to offer peace, right?
Yes.
There are so many people who do not have peace within their hearts. It might be an intellectual kind of thing. It might be an emotional thing. And so they call in at Catholic Answers Live. They inquire, and what we try to do at Catholic Answers is provide peace to people, leading them to the truth, the goodness, and the beauty of the Catholic Church that provides that that sigh moment of peace.
Yeah.
And again, we cannot do that without the support of the generosity of our listeners. 888-291-8000. One thought too, guys. You know, boss, earlier you talked about joining this partnership, and indeed it is a partnership. But I would submit that for people who call in right now at 888-291-8000, again, 888-291-8000, they're joining a family.
Yes, well
said. We are a family here at Catholic Answers. And not just at Catholic Answers, but as members of the mystical body of Christ, to get back to a question that was asked earlier, the family of God. And within this family of God, one member serves another. How do we serve? We provide answers to questions. We do all the media ministry. But guess what? We need other members of the mystical body of Christ to help us and to serve us by giving us their financial contribution. Again, at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Please help your fellow members of the Mystical Body of Christ so that we can continue helping other members of the Mystical Body of Christ, helping them grow, and of course, bringing others in to the Mystical Body of Christ.
I feel so grateful that these lines keep filling up when we ask for that. And I really want to say thank you. I mean, the lines filled up and now we're back to 10 lines open. Five of our colleagues are on the line at the moment. You should know that when you call, we don't have a service that picks up. You're not diverted somewhere else. The person you're speaking to is in the building here with us, and they're all just ready and to take your call. One of the fun things, I've always thought this is one of the most fun things about the Catholic Answers Pledge Drive, is afterwards in the hallway, because people will tell you, oh, somebody called and they said, you know, they were away from the church for 50 years, or somebody called and said, you know, Catholic Answers, they brought their grandchildren back to the faith or something. And there are just these wonderful conversations we get to have. So you should know when you pick up the phone and call, you're talking to people who want to talk to you. You want to tell your story, they would love to hear your story. But they'll also, they know, like maybe you're pulled over to the side of the road. And I know,
hope not by a policeman.
Yeah, but maybe you willingly pulled yourself over to the side of the road to make the call. And you go, look, I got to get back on the road. They'll get it done as quick as possible. Nine lines open right now. We are in a spot where we need to raise $500 a minute for the next 13 minutes, and then we will be funded for this hour. 888-291-8000. Your pledge is matched, because we still have not used up the $20,000 match. Your pledge is matched 100% dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000.
That includes, my friends, if you become a monthly donor and join our 315, our Society 315 Defenders. Currently now helmed by Emily Torres.
Yeah.
Those are the monthly givers to Catholic Answers. So if you sign up to become a monthly giver, your first year of giving is going to be, so whether it's $10 a month, that'll be 20 to us, or $50 a month, that'll be 100 to us. So your first year of giving is going to be matched by this by this challenge as well. So become a monthly giver, join our Defender Society, and Emily will be in touch with you and tell you all the great benefits associated with it. There are six. Look at that. Praise God. Three people just called all at once.
Beautiful.
We're coming up on the end of the hour. We got about 10 minutes. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. My friends, if you are interested in giving a substantial gift that you say, okay, that's just too much money to put on a credit card, but you would like to make a gift of stock, or you would like to mail in a check, or you would like to make a gift of cryptocurrency, or donate your car that you're not using anymore. There are any way that you can imagine that we can receive a gift from you, we are capable of doing that. So just let whomever you know call. Okay, I'm interested in making, you know, a five-figure gift, for example, but I'm not going to put that in the credit card. Walk me through this. How can I do it? If you are deeply, deeply interested in a heavy investment in Catholic Answers and you want to talk to me, say, I'd like Chris Check to give me a call, and I will call you. Say, you know what? I'd like to review your books. We just closed our fiscal year at the end of July. Income exceeded expenses.
Love a year like that.
This is a responsibly run organization. It's lean. It's quite lean, and it works because of the grace of God, because of your generosity, and because of the hard work that my staff puts in every single day to the man. 888-291-8000. Four lines open. 291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you love to text Catholic to 24365. That's 24365. 888-291-8000.
Thanks, Chad in Ohio. $1,000 gift from Chad. Thank you for Tim in Idaho. $700. Susanna in Michigan. $300. Amy in Abilene, Texas. $500. It's those gifts. They come in different amounts, but they're adding up. And if we can continue this $500 per minute for the next 10 minutes now, just 10 minutes to go, we will meet our match for this hour.
Let me share with y'all just some of the fruit that these donations have brought about and will continue to bring about. Again, 888-291-8000. Just like last night, we had a big get-together at the Irish Pub here in Tulsa where the former Presbyterian pastor who converted with his whole entire family, they shared their story. Well, I found out that there was a young couple, both of whom are graduates of Oral Roberts University here in Tulsa, who have been on the journey for some time now. They've attended my home apologetics group studies. They recently decided to sign up for OCIA in the fall. And part of that journey involved going to Catholic.com, looking at the Catholic, reading the Catholic Answers articles, listening to Catholic Answers Live, listening to the Catholic Answers podcast that we all do at Catholic.com. And so this is the fruit, friends. So folks, if you're listening right now, if you want more of that sweet fruit, if you want beautiful, young, and these were pretty young, a young couple starting their family to come into the faith and to convert, then you need to call right now, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need your help so that we can continue to do the great work that we do at Catholic Answers and bring about and bear that sweet, sweet fruit.
Eight lines open right now, my friends, 888-291-8000. Cy, Carlo, I know you agree with me when you say there is a sense, I absolutely feel this in my heart, that the divine breath is beginning to fill the sails of the bark of Peter again.
Oh, you can feel it.
There are some holes in the bilge that needed plugging, you know, and some repairs to some timber here and there, and some sheets that needed to be mended and whatnot. But she is beginning to set sail again with a renewed vigor. So many young people, because of media such as Catholic Answers, very much at the heart of it, being brought to the fullness of the truth. And every one of those new converts, seven lines open, my friend, let's get it to zero. I need seven people to call in, 888-291-8000. Seven folks. I know there are seven folks listening, so that'll be very easy. There's many, many more. All these young people, they become, Cy, what I like to call the combat multipliers, right? And all the work that Carlo is doing and that Cy is doing and the team here at Catholic Answers is doing is going to be multiplied by all these young people, and they are going to reach out to the corners of the earth and bring the gospel to people who have never heard it, 888-291-8000, and they're able to do it because you picked up the phone and said yes. You said yes to our Lord. You said yes to our Lady. Five lines open. 888-291-8000 to support this program as generously as you can.
We've been saying we needed to raise $500 a minute. I'm trying. Darren is working like crazy to get the computer to give us an update. Carlo, you think you can answer a question in 1 minute if I give you a question?
Okay, if you have six, let's give it a shot.
Eight lines open.
Melinda in Meridian, Idaho, listening on 102.3 FM, wanted to know, where in the Bible does it say that Mary was without sin?
All right, here we go. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, what's called the Proto-Evangelium, where God reveals the plan of redemption, speaking of a woman after the fall of the first woman, namely Eve, where he speaks to the devil, I will set enmity, which means separation and opposition between you, the devil, and the woman, between your seed, devil, and her seed. Christians from day one saw the seed of the woman on a prophetical level to be a reference to Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who will crush the head of the serpent through his death on the cross. If the seed of the woman on the prophetical level is Jesus, then the woman is Mary. Notice the parallel between the opposition or enmity between the seed of the woman, Jesus, and the devil, and the woman and the devil. And the conclusion being just as complete and perfect the opposition of Jesus from the devil is, so too the opposition and enmity between the woman and the devil. Just as the opposition between Jesus and that opposition that Jesus had with the devil involved no original sin or no personal sin, so too the opposition that the woman has with the devil involves no original sin or personal sin.
He did
60
it.
Seconds.
Thank you very much.
888-291-8000.
Melinda, thank you. I got to let people know where we are. We actually are having a computer problem. Your donations are being recorded. We just can't see them, except every 15 minutes or so, we get a kind of an impression of where things are.
We need some money to fix it.
If we have,
call
yeah,
in.
We do.
888-291-8000.
If it's where we think it is, we are on track to make our match this hour. If we can just fill up the lines, there's four people people on the line. There's 9 lines open. So we will continue to answer the phones as long as you will continue calling. It's as simple as that. We'll continue to answer the phones as long as you continue calling. Can you make that $500 gift and have it tripled right now? Can you make that $1,000 gift? Maybe if someone gave us $5,000 right now, I feel pretty confident we would make the match for this hour. Can you do that? 888-291-8000. But you don't have to worry that you're holding up the lines. If your gift is going to be $20 or $50 or $100, there's so many lines available right now. Everybody can call and we're going to be just fine. 888-291-8000. The match is still on. Every pledge is matched. Every gift $500 or more is tripled. 888-291-8000. Dr. Carla Broussard, Chris Check, thank you very much for two very fine hours.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000.